but one to whom he sends all evil? That man goes contemptible by the will of Zeus. Ravenous hunger drives him over the wondrous earth, unresting, without honor from gods or men. Mixed fortune came to Peleus. Shining gifts at the gods' hands he had from birth. Felicity, wealth overflowing, rule of the Myrmidons, a bride immortal at his mortal side. But then Zeus gave afflictions, too. No family of powerful sons grew up for him at home, but one child, of all seasons and of none. Can I stand by him in his age? Far from my country I sit at Troy to grieve you and your children. You too, sir, in time past, were fortunate, we hear men say. From Macar's isle of Lesbos, northward, and south of Phrygia and the Straits, no one had wealth like yours, or sons like yours. Then gods out of the sky sent you this bitterness, the years of siege, the battles and the losses. Endure it, then, and do not mourn forever for your dead son. There is no remedy. You will not make him stand again. Rather, await some new misfortune to be suffered. The old king in his majesty replied, Never give me a chair, my lord, while Hector lies in your camp uncared for. Yield him to me now. Allow me sight of him. Accept the many gifts I bring. May they reward you, and may you see your home again. You spared my life at once, and let me live. Achilles, the great runner, frowned and eyed him under his brows. Do not vex me, sir, he said. I have intended in my own good time to yield up Hector to you. She who bore me, the daughter of the Ancient of the Sea, has come with word to me from Zeus. I know in your case, too, though you say nothing, Priam, that some god guided you to the shipways here. No strong man in his best days could make entry into this camp. How could he pass the guard or force our gateway? Therefore, let me be. Sting my sore heart again, and even here, under my own roof, suppliant though you are, I may not spare you, sir, but trample on the express command of Zeus.